This is Audible.
Penguin presents Unnatural Causes, written and read by Dr. Richard Shepherd. Author's note. It was difficult for me to take the decision to change names and identifying details in this book because I've spent a working life striving for accuracy. However, I've also spent a working life trying to alleviate the suffering of the bereaved, and it would help no one to recognize a relative in these pages and revisit their darkest days here. So only the names of those who are so famous they are impossible to disguise are given. In all other cases, I've changed details to preserve confidentiality while maintaining relevant facts. 'Tis not enough, taste, judgment, learning, join. In all you speak, let truth and candor shine. That not alone what to your senses due, all may allow, but seek your friendship too. Be silent always when you doubt your sense, and speak, though sure, with seeming diffidence. Some positive persisting fops we know, who, if once wrong, will needs be always so. But you, with pleasure, own your errors past, and make each day a critic on the last. 'Tis not enough your counsel still be true, blunt truths more mischief than nice falsehoods do. Men must be taught as if you taught them not, and things unknown proposed as things forgot. Without good breeding, truth is disapproved, that only makes superior sense beloved. Be niggards of advice on no pretense, for the worst avarice is that of sense. With mean complacence ne'er betray your trust, nor be so civil as to prove unjust. Fear not the anger of the wise to raise. Those best can bear reproof who merit praise. Alexander Pope, An Essay on Criticism.